Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then lube up and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your family.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
I'm Jace.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Dedeker.
And with our powers combined,
we are the Multiamory Podcast.
If you're happy with the same old ways of dating,
if you enjoy sucking at communication,
and you have no desire to improve your romantic life, then our podcast might not be for you.
But if you want some out-of-the-box ideas to deepen your current relationships,
broaden your sexual horizons,
develop a better understanding of yourself,
or learn more about non-monogamy,
then come check out the Multiamory Podcast on the Swing Set Network at swingset.fm, the Swing Set FM Android app, or at multiamory.com.
Hello, folks. Welcome to this week's episode of By the By.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yes. So this one is a very special one. It was...
All of them are very special.
This one is very special if you'll let me continue, because...
Because I'd let you continue?
Uh-huh. Yes. Because it was our first ever live podcast, and we recorded it... That was easy for me to say. Wow. We recorded it at Desire when we were there for the Life on the Swing Set takeover.
In November.
Yes, yes. So it's a long time coming.
Yeah.
A lot of people were waiting for this one.
I know.
Yeah. So hopefully it's exciting for you. It was exciting for us.
It was exciting to re-listen to.
Yeah.
Takes
definitely.
Us back.
Yeah, no. It's lovely.
You know, only 10 more months till the next one.
Yes. Yes. So exciting. Come join us November 2nd through 9th.
That's right. yeah. So...
It is a live podcast, so just fair warning, there's background noise, there's pool music in the background, whatever.
There's people pushing carts full of sheets and towels and alcohol.
Right, so just deal with it. Sorry, but, you know, hashtag sorry, not sorry.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we had some wonderful people asking questions, so if you were there and you asked questions, thank you so much. Telling stories, you'll hear Cooper and Ginger and... Dylan and the rest of the group from Life on the Swing Set.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Takes me back. Brings a tear to my
eye. I know. It's very lovely to kind of relive that moment, though.
Yeah, definitely.
That week, yeah.
So, enjoy, sit back, relax, and let us take you to Desire.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and start that way we don't take up everybody's afternoon.
Do you want half? I won't eat the other half.
I'm not going to eat the other half.
I'll eat. Whatever you ladies want me to eat.
So we're currently negotiating how much the quesadilla that Angela and Prof are going to eat.
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
This is not a metaphor.
This is going to be a podcast
Dylan's
extra.
Dylan's hosting from the bottom. You should get in there.
Okay, so if I've learned anything from Tristan, you need to be on your knees and I need you to shout. I do not host from the bottom.
I do not host from the bottom.
What? We cannot hear you.
I do not host from the bottom.
Say it again, son.
I do not host from the bottom.
So I'm Bradford.
It's true, he does, though.
And we're trying to do our intro. I'm Bradford.
I'm Angela.
And this is By the By, for the first time ever, live in front of people. And where are we?
We are at Desire. The Swing Set takes Desire.
Yeah, baby.
Or otherwise known as heaven.
Or fucking paradise.
Fucking paradise, yeah.
Fucking paradise.
Yeah, you can put the emphasis on either or phrase.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so I'm going to be honest. I am, for once, kind of lost for words. I know everybody
here. This moment documented.
It is. It's right here.
Yeah, this has been. I'm going to go ahead and warn everybody. I tend to be an emotional wreck, and I'm going to go ahead and warn you. I will cry probably throughout this podcast, but it's all a positive, happy cry. So, yeah.
We call that pulling a Cooper here at Desire. Just crying throughout a podcast.
Wait, wasn't pulling a Cooper what I did in the room?
Well, there was also that.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
I thought pulling a Cooper was jumping in the fountain and crying.
Oh, okay, if you're gonna be like that, if you're gonna be like that, we're gonna, you know, what did we not do? Say it.
Hosting from the bottom.
Do not host from the bottom.
Maybe you question your toppy side.
Maybe I am a switch.
He's getting better.
Yeah, I totally can see that.
You know, sometimes I just find people that are beneath me. And I feel like I can just push them around, even no matter how pretty they are. I'm sorry.
No apology necessary.
So let's talk a bit about. So we're first timers. If anybody here didn't know that, first time to Desire, first time to the Swing Set. We are of course very familiar with the Swing Set. We love everybody involved in the Swing Set, and I don't use that word lightly. And it's not like we biblically love these people.
Wow, that's substantial.
And now I'm getting.
I couldn't see what Dylan was doing.
But I needed to adjust your bits a little.
And it really surprised me because, you know, Dylan is not known for his bias.
So I want
to be comfortable with that.
I just want to say, I don't know if everybody knows this, but I'm bisexual. I know everybody's so shocked. And I have been so many men's first that I think my nickname is Training Wheels. So, Dylan, I'm happy to be your Training Wheels.
You know, I've been saying for a long time that I'm looking for the man of my dreams that may come along one day.
Just remember, nightmares are dreams, too. This has been the absolute best experience of my life.
I would agree. Yeah, it was. We came in with certain expectations of what we thought this week would be, and from the get-go, from the moment we got here, it was just so much more, and I don't know that there's words to necessarily describe it, but it has far exceeded our expectations. It's been bloody amazing.
So somebody asked us early on, what is, and that somebody happens to be sitting in this audience right over there, what is the one thing that surprised you most in the first couple of days? And you know, if you listen to the podcast, you know that this is going to come as quite a shock, even if you don't. I can be high strung. It's very difficult for me to feel comfortable and to feel safe and to feel like I can be my true, authentic self. You know, Angela has helped me quite a lot. See, I told you I was going to cry. Angela has helped me quite a lot in being, you know, being comfortable being me. But I've never found a community like this where it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I can be me and I don't get the judgment. I don't get the shaking heads. I don't get the name calling. I cannot express how much I appreciate and truly love the feeling that you all have given me and given us. It's so wonderful to feel safe. Thank you. It's so wonderful to feel safe. And from the moment we walked through that door, you know, I felt safe. And it's, fuck, it's an addiction. That's the problem. Now I'm going to always want to feel safe. Yeah. I know. How naive. All right. Angela, take it away.
Where are we going?
How did you feel? I think this. Let's talk about your feelings.
So the first thing that I noticed as soon as we walked in, we walked through the doors, and there were people kind of sitting around this lobby lounge area. There were people over making name necklaces, and we didn't know anybody coming into this. And it was immediately we could go up and talk to people and start a conversation. It wasn't awkward. It wasn't, you know, people weren't closed off. People were very open. And And it was as if we had known these people for years, even though we literally just met them. And it's such a great feeling to come into a group like that, not knowing anyone at all, and thinking that it's, you know, it's going to take some time to kind of work your way in or get to know people, and it didn't at all. It was just immediate. Just come in and oh, look, you're now family. And yeah, it was amazing.
And I just want to say, you know, it is very much the Life on the Swing Set crew that does that. Yeah. They start that, but it's a fire. They all they are, you know, to build a fire, we need three things. We need fuel, we need something, a source of heat, and we need something else that suddenly is leaving my brain. But I know it's a triangle. Anybody, what's the third
air.
Point of the...
Air.
Air, there it is, oxygen. Well, that's the fuel.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's the thing you're burning. There you go, sorry. And oxygen. But anyway, they're a point of that triangle. And I think the other two points of that triangle are this location and these people. And I think it's easy to forget that. And we see, you know, whew, I just love it. So, I don't know where I want to go yet, but I do want to show some stuff that we're going to give away. And for the podcast listeners at home, if you had been here, you could also get some of this stuff.
And if you come next year, you may still.
Yes. And, you know, everybody who comes here, comes here. If you know what I mean. We do have for everybody in, I'm like Oprah, we have branded cum rags.
Oh,
so you get a cum rag, and you get a cum rag, and you get a cum rag. You know, just what, throw one.
Yeah. By the by, is a branding game way exceeds Swing Set's game.
Yeah.
So we need to up our game, clearly.
It's just fun to toss them around.
I know, it is.
So, but don't leave here without at least one of these. We've got a shit ton, and we don't want to take them home. Here, we'll just take them and pass them
everywhere.
I know. I do spray everywhere. Awesome. So we're currently wearing our geeky sex toys. This is going to be a word from our friends back in Brisbane, Australia. They are geeky sex toys. They make these fucking amazing sex toys that are based for nerds, geeks, and whatnot. So if you're a Doctor Who fan, if you like classic horror movies, if you like Legend of Zelda, the Avengers, they make toys. Oh, so this is God. A lightsaber dildo. This is our personal lightsaber dildo.
A sword dildo.
A light sword dildo. We've got one to give away tomorrow on the Swing Sets podcast.
Is it new?
It is.
Does it have to be?
It was used by Bradford, but that's what we call it.
Still
in the
new in plastic. So it is it's their new design. It's fucking amazing, and we'd like to thank them for helping us give this to, you know, somebody here. Okay. All right. So we're going to move on with firsts. First timers. First times, I guess, for.
And I will say that there are a lot of new people in this group. I don't know what is normal. Cooper, Dylan, Ginger can probably speak to that. But it does seem like there are a lot of new to Swing Set, not necessarily new to Desire, but new to Swing Set people on this trip. And I think that's fucking amazing. Just the reach and the expansion and getting new people in and introducing people to this community. And yeah.
What percent is it?
What's normal?
I think we're just over half are new this year. And that is unusual for us.
That's,
and what's amazing about that, you know, everyone thinks of it as you want the same people returning every year, and you do want that. But you know it's not feasible for everyone to be here every year. So one of the greatest gifts, then, is that we can take new people in, make them family, send them out into the world to you know...
Evangelize.
Exactly. This is... We are sending apostles into the world to talk about the good word of loving each other and awesome sex.
And that naive feeling of, you know, being nice to one another. Why aren't we nice to
us?
I know, it's crazy.
Triumphal empathy.
I know. It's great. It's a wonderful drug. So, I've had a few firsts this trip, which I know, you know, having been in the lifestyle for 6 years and done many, many naughty, wonderful things, to have firsts is kind of crazy. I'm gonna, I already talked about the one first, which is, you know, hey, you're seeing the real Bradford unfiltered. So maybe some people wish I'd filtered the puns a little. But, thank you.
I love puns.
One of the new experiences I had was with ginger.
And look how excited she is.
I know. Yeah, I was going to say, you want to come over here?
I was like going to take advantage of...
Yeah, Dylan's up, so you're
going to... Okay.
So, Dungeon Night, which I was really excited but also very nervous about. Because I am subbed to Angela, and I'm used to that. But it was one of those things I wanted to try. I'm going to call you a pro, Dom.
Wow. Goals.
But she was Miss Domina. Miss or Mistress or
just
Mrs.
Domina.
Or,
yeah, just Domina. Domina.
Okay, so she was Domina. And I was in full fox mode. So, which is another first, to be in full submissive pet mode out in front of a bunch of people where people can see me. Which, again, I had no qualms about. But so we talked, and I was really... So I walked up to the maitre d'. And if you don't... We'll talk more about in another podcast about how it was set up. And if you really want to get, like, a really great information on ending the sexual dark ages, JV and Shara talked about that. It's a great episode as well, so listen to that. But I talked to the maitre d', and she said, well, let me see if Domina is available. And I was sitting there going, please.
May I clarify something?
Sure.
Actually, you did not talk to
me. I was wondering. I defer to this goddess here.
Touché.
By all means.
I did spend the longest time, I think, ever since I was in utero that I was silent.
Yes. Wow. At one point later in the evening, he did look at me and he kind of whispered, he's like, you know, if you want me to talk, you have to take the collar off. And I was like, I know, that's why it's staying off.
I think somebody was enjoying the peace and quiet. But it was 2.5 hours. I was silent for nearly 2.5 hours.
3 hours, yeah.
Whew, which was pretty intense. So, okay, do you want to tell, since you did all the talking?
So I talked to her and told her that, because there had been kinky sex toy kind of show and tell and an introduction of the different service tops that were going to be there the day before. And so looking at all the different service tops, I thought that Domina would be a good fit. And because...
She is.
Yeah, absolutely. Because Bradford likes...
My Yelp review of her is also very, very high.
I hear her Clint Advisor rating is through the roof.
Awesome.
That's so funny.
Really, in all aspects. You know, you rate like the individual parts of your stay, and just like every one of them, just 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Okay. But yeah, so I asked if Domina would be available, and they checked. A few minutes later, somebody came back and said, come back here, and we talked about what it was that Bradford wanted and needed and the goods and bads of what he likes and doesn't like. And then we picked out a few implements, one of which was a unique item that I've never seen before. It was, I'm going to say, a paddle type of thing, but it was made out of the bicycle tire inner tubes. And it looked like a little flower basically opening up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
like a stalk.
Yeah.
Like not a flower round, but like a stalk that grows.
Yeah.
Like wheat, like the top of wheat.
We have one of those. Yeah. That is one of the most enjoyable.
It made my flower open up.
Yeah, so that was definitely one that I knew that we wanted to try and to use. And it was paddle and a vulgar. And yeah, so we picked those out and put Bradford on the grass.
But one of the things that she asked me, because I was allowed to talk then, was like, how do you want me to make you feel, and how are you feeling now? And it was this wonderful thing, because I like pain, I do, but I was in that, again, fox mode, which what I really wanted was pets and scritches, and I wanted nuzzling and love, and that's what I really wanted, and like, you gave it to me in spades. It was exactly what I wanted and needed. You would hit me and then immediately like rub your face up against mine, and that it was like bringing my inner animal out, which was such a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I mean, thank you so much for that. And I hope, like, can you tell, like, where your headspace was?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like I have a lot to share where that's concerned. And some of it I'm having my own sort of meta-cognitive experience of. So one of the things, being a switch, one of the things that when I'm collared is a real rural volume knob is when my dominant talks to the other dominant, and I'm not even in it. I can talk, but I am a possession at that point. And so I immediately, when we were together, was like, no, no, like, just no.
You didn't even look at me, really. I mean, it was, again, like looking at a pet.
Mm-hmm.
It was
absolutely. So, you know, you were on a leash, and I took one of the things that I was noticing is I asked certain questions, but I didn't ask explicit questions. Like, I didn't realize you were a fox until you said that word just now.
Okay.
But I knew you were a pet. I knew you were furry. I knew, you know, those pieces. And I said, oh. And I took that as sort of that. I wanted to get to the kernel of the questions. I wanted to get to those pieces of that interaction. And I was guided to do the rest. I mean, to if I may,
yes.
You know, to go here during a flogging is not a normal thing. And, to and say, good boy, in, good boy,
those
good boy, beautiful boy.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm scratching his hair. Yeah. And that's not something that immediately I think, oh, I was just, you, our interplay together drew that out of me. And so starting the scene in the way where we did that negotiation, it was important to me that we spoke words.
Yes.
So, you know, ask permission for that, you know, protocol shift, and the choosing of the implements was really your jam. But at the same time, I was noticing there is a paddle that has fur on the other side. And I said, that one, like that's, we were there in that. And so even the choosing of the implements was there, but then it was like, I was so in the dynamic, and I feel like we've had our moments since then and continue to right here as we're, you know, it's like, that was a relationship that was created. I don't have words for it,
yeah. But
I know I'm drawn to do things that just are so right for me. And it was so delicious and wonderful and fed me, and our eye contact was just so priceless. One of the things I think as a dominant, you can have that moment where you're like, well, if I'm dominant, I'm in charge of the whole world all at once. And it's that trust of what we had very quickly and trusting you to listen. I listened carefully to your words. We made eye contact during the scene. You know,
I made eye contact with no one.
Yes. Your sexy, beautiful fox was on the cross. And so, but I did check in every once in a while and came around and then
I think, you know, I was smiling like ear to ear, like the
you
Joker.
Were,
yeah.
You were. And so I was so guided and so just with it and enjoying myself. And then we hit a point where your body was saying, wow, something is really, we're hitting a point where it's time to draw this to a close just for this time. And so noticing that in my space, I was like, oh, we could have kept going. We didn't necessarily have time limits. We did, but didn't. I was like, I could have kept going, but that's not what this beautiful fox wants. So, or does want, but that's not what he needs right now. And I need to be the steward of that. And so that's at that point we said, we checked in.
You hit a perfect point in that I don't think I knew what I wanted. Mm-hmm. To be or okay. needed. And okay. It was one of those, I was in such a wonderful state of euphoria. And it was one of those things that I was trembling, like from the inside. I didn't know that your spleen could tremble. It can. And it was such a wonderful, I think it's not a shock to anyone. I have the biggest crush on you. Like, I am crushing like some little bitch. And that I had a crush on you before. But after that, it's just like, I mean, foxes don't woof, but woof.
Well, and beautifully that crush is now reciprocated, and I think is in that space of whatever this is, it is.
Yeah.
And words, I said earlier today in a different context, but same, I love when words are inadequate.
Yeah. So, and I wish really I could describe it, but yeah, it's, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. did you have a first? Yes?
I did have a first. So there was an anal play and pegging course.
Workshop,
whatever.
We don't want it to sound too...
Right. 30 installments. 30 minutes at a time.
I thought there were at least 30 installments.
Maybe yours.
You pay for the first one, and then we just keep sending you.
The first one's free, but then all the other...
You're right. It's only a penny.
Yeah. Right. Every other one is $39.95 plus shipping and handling.
So are we naming next year's event the Columbia House of...
Columbia House Takes Design.
At least until the cease and desist letter.
I don't know. I think they're long gone and defunct because they were scammed.
Well, that could be great, though. If you don't return your card, a random swinger walks up to your door. Hi! I'm yours now, but it costs you to send me back.
So there was the anal play and pegging workshop. And I ended up being a pinch hitter for the pegging demo. So I was pegging Cooper in front of all these people, which is something that Bradford and I have done before with the Sex Ed in the City classes. It's that I'll peg him in front of people. That's not a problem. But this was very different because it was a new partner who I've not pegged before. And so it was... a bit of, we're going to learn and figure this out on the fly and try to not make it look too awkward for people. But at the same time, if it is, that's okay, because it also shows people how to handle these things.
Right.
So there's value in awkwardness when it comes to live demonstration.
Was anybody here at the workshop?
It was
as awesome as I thought it was?
Oh,
it was
awesome. Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Thoroughly enjoyed it, yeah.
So that was definitely nice.
So... anybody have a first that they're willing to share out to the podcast land from their experience so far this week?
You, tonight.
Wow.
Yes. So, as a side note, Bradford did get blanket consent. Yesterday, was it?
Oh.
He gave blanket consent.
On Tristan's podcast, right?
Yes.
Yes, for guys to come up and kiss him and make out at any point.
At any point, and that consent still stands.
During the week,
I am so glad
I made.
There is such a wonderful
going on.
Oh, that was fun. Okay, so I just want to ask: was there something? Like, everybody here is a good kisser. How is that? How is that possible?
Well, you have to maintain a certain level of kissing prowess, or you lose your swing of cards. Did you know that?
Did
you know that in Australia?
Oh, well, I'm again speechless. High five, Dylan.
The International Order of Swingers will come and remove your card and other things.
What other things?
I can't talk about that.
They'll take the officially branded butt plug out.
Yeah. They will remove it forcefully.
Next year we'll provide officially branded butt plugs.
Oh, yeah!
Your branding game is on point, sir.
Well, yeah, but then it flares.
Of course it does.
Safety That's first. Awesome. I got a little bit of flair. Okay, sorry. Now I've all... What was I saying?
We were asking the same thing.
Yes, okay. Damn it, Dylan. No, once again, I'm without words. So, that you've already experienced, thank you. Because, as an FYI, we're having a big buying orgy tonight. I don't know if you guys know this, but there's going to be a big buying orgy up there, yes, at the hot tub. And it's going to be
10:30.
It's going to be fucking amazing.
My women are welcome as well, of course.
Yes, of course.
And I am just excited to see all the guy play because
there are a lot of bi guys here.
There's a lot of build up and anticipation and just the foreplay, and I'm just
I don't know if everybody knows this, but I'm bisexual.
I don't know
if everybody knows this, but your podcast is actually branded that you are both bisexual. You know that? Do you realize that?
Oh, I thought it was bi to bi monthly.
What about semi monthly?
No, but I
got a semi monthly right now. Sorry.
Oh, just a throwaway comment that this particular trip, I think I agree, has had more comfortable and open Vimen than any other trip that we've been on here. And the comfort level between all of the men on the resort has read to me as also much, much higher than any other trip that I've been on. So it feels that.
I mean, I have nothing to compare it to, but I can tell you it feels amazing. So, okay, anybody out there, something they want to share? Come on, there's got to be somebody. Oh, yay. Okay, so that one right there.
The lovely lady in red.
The lady in red.
So this is our first lifestyle event at all, and we attended our first orgy here that we've ever been to.
Yay!
And it was great. That's a big one. And at the orgy, I also had my first very thorough spanking, and it was wonderful.
That's fantastic.
Everything is better with a dramatic sigh.
Yeah, and doing a lot of.
And you can't see it at home, but her dress shows just some stunning cleavage.
Oh, wait.
And she pushes her hand to her breast, Jim.
This is why I'm not sorry you switched spots with me.
just what?
We've got another one over there.
So, Prof here, I had my first male-female experience. And of note, I've learned that Cooper shimmies when he orgasms.
It's a shimmy and a shake.
So we're going to bring that into the shop and see if we can get that fixed.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I don't want that fixed.
It is amazing, though, when he's shimmy and shaking and you're playing beside him, it's like putting a quarter in the machine in the bag.
I do run like those old beds at the hotel.
It's great. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because we also had our first MMMF.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll let the people at home figure out who was there. It's like science.
Yeah, no, it's one of those problems where you make the X-ray, and clearly Bradford used the blue butt plug
in the library.
Remember to show your work.
And so glad that was enjoyable. Well, hoping that was enjoyable.
I hope the kiss and tell was okay.
Always.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Very much okay. Others? So everybody's done everything. That's great.
Well, I would offer mine's related to that very briefly. I've never had Prof leaving me a note in the room saying, I'm going to an orgy in this place with these people. I'll be at this orgy this time together. So that was new for me. And it was delightful.
Can I speak to something that I feel like might have been new for Prof? Because he left the room. And then came back because he forgot his clothing.
That was fantastic, and I think that's probably a desire-only experience.
Yes.
Is that he came dressed in clothing. Of course it came off. And then he left naked and came back, and Bradford said, what did you forget? And he said, all my clothes.
It was really...
Where else can you leave an orgy naked and then realize that you forgot your clothing?
It was, and it wasn't like it was like, oh, 3 seconds. It was like 2.5 minutes later. Angela's in the shower, and we hear, doop, 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 doop. And I'm probably sitting out there, like, hey, buddy, what's wrong? Oh, I forgot all my clothes.
You know, he went to the bar and sat down and ordered a drink, and then looked down and was like, my penis.
I can see my doodle. Shara, did you have something? Sorry.
I was just going to say that Ginger was in our room, and she's like, oh, shit, Prof took the key, and I don't know where the orgy is. Which, by the way, I think was the first... You didn't know where the orgy was. So that was the first for me to find that out. And I said, hey, is your room... Did you leave your door wall open? She goes, I think it's unlocked. So she was able to find out where the orgy was.
But by then, this is where it comes full circle. Everyone having their first MMMF, it was...
That's what happens when they're all
all sorts of bi guys at the resort.
Oh, yeah.
You can just add a lot of M's to that.
We call it an oomph.
So the first
oomph,
but it was perfect that I was indisposed, and you all had that beautiful experience, and my compersion is here with that. So thank you all for that.
Bradford, it could be like 3M, like Velcro.
Oh.
3M today.
I'm just going to make it a point. I will stick to most of the guys here.
Now, wait a second. If you break out into song after, does that make it an oom-bop?
Oh.
They were children, Dylan. Children.
Yeah, but have you seen them recently? They're like 30 now.
I know, it's creepy.
It's just, and they still do the tour anyway. So I just want to shout out to Normalizing Non-Monogamy.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm telling on you right now. I don't know what you're about to say, but the beautiful Emma is about to take the mic.
I'm Emma. I first never considered myself bisexual, but this week I had my first threesome with two females, and that was really hot. And I maybe have been discovering myself a little more bi than I thought. So, it's exciting. Wow. Yeah.
Everyone's a little bit bi.
There should be a song.
There should be.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, but you said it was three ladies, right?
Yeah.
So it's a
like steam escaping.
Like, I feel like I should be laughing, but I'm still laughing.
Bradford, do you mind if I make you cry again? Because I feel like it's a drinking game.
Fair enough. Where's my crying girl?
Hello,
well,
this is what I want you to do. Are we good? You have your comrades to wipe your tears.
Hold on. Did Ginger just request Bradford's tears?
I did.
On her comrade.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Hello, Domina.
We all of us who have crushes want our souvenirs.
That needs to be a shirt. Take this, I wipe your tears.
We just pull out that moment sometimes and be like,
and now Cooper, now you're not going to be able to afford more swing set t-shirts.
Well, there are plenty of swing set shirts I can't afford. They're all so high quality.
You should go to swingsetshirts.com.
And you know, some of the shirts are branded, or not branded, but they're inspired by some of the folks that Angela and I say.
Yeah.
See, Bradford messages me late at night and said, can you make a shirt that says this?
Spit is not lube.
Yeah,
which is amazing, by the way.
I send Cooper stuff all the time, and he doesn't make any shirts.
Do you let Cooper behind you?
I put him in my rearview mirror a lot.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's just so hot, he has to wear shades.
Right. Says the guy that was wearing shades while getting picked.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I missed it, but I heard about it.
I have a picture.
Oh, yay!
And when I say you, I mean you, not you at home.
Oh,
sorry. Also, that's
why
you
have
to be
here. You should be here. Yeah.
So I'm going to make Bradford pie.
Okay.
I've said this a few times during this week. This is my second time here with the swing set. It is, last year I was here with a partner, and my partner didn't want to come back this year. He didn't want to be a partner anymore, but the swing set people pulled me through.
He's not missed. Not missed.
Oh, did you hear that? I hope you're still listening to the podcast. Shots thrown. But anyway, this is the first time I have gone to the any lifestyle event. He's got his dukes up, baby. This is the first time I've gone to any lifestyle event single. as a solo woman, and I was very apprehensive because it is a little bit, particularly in this climate, to be a little bit scary to be as a solo woman. Those are air quotes there, but not here. All the alarms are going off.
So much car is being towed.
But this place is the safest place in the entire world. It is the safest place to experiment with being bi and being pegged in sunglasses and kissing men, which was quite hot. I'm so glad I came for that. And that's why we have the cum rags. And it's also the safest place to come as a single woman, because there has not been one time on this entire resort that I have ever felt afraid, because I know that there are people here, everyone here is watching me and coming and asking if I'm okay, and it's an amazing place. So it's a place to feel safe, to be yourself, and to be outrageous, and for the theater kids to come and do karaoke, and to be a air quotes single woman, because I've never once felt alone.
That's
fantastic.
Yes. Thank you. I didn't think I was going to cover.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Well, I'm just going to follow that up with Rapunzel was my first year at Desire, and this is my first year here too, so I just want to thank
you. Thank you.
Yeah. I love the love.
So,
a couple of other firsts for me. Unless anybody else have more firsts like they want to share, and if you do, just raise your hand and we'll get back to you, of course. So I'm wearing fingernail polish in public. And I'm gonna fucking love it. This is.
But you should feel pretty too.
I feel pretty. Which might be a song I sing karaoke tonight. Anyway, spoiler alert. I had an experience with a lady that it was an amazing experience. I don't often get animalistic during sex, but I had this moment where, like, I let my inner, the fox thing. I think it was because of Domina as well. Again, it's that I'm allowed. And I think that that's a problem that we all have, is we don't allow ourselves to be who we want to be, who we think we need, or who we need to be, because of who we think we have to be out there. And I'm pointing outside. And Domina allowed me to sort of get in touch with that animalistic side. And it sort of stuck around because of some of the wonderful things she did to me. And I still kind of feel it. There's like this rolling grr that's in me that, if you know me, is rare. But I was playing with this young lady, and she was kind of animalistic as well. And I'm a nuzzler. So if you don't notice that, I like Domina and I nuzzle. Okay. Oof. So sorry, podcast listeners, but that was amazing. That's why you should come next year.
And off.
As often. And that's why we give you cum rags. So, I'm a nuzzler, and she was a nuzzler, and we were nuzzling, and I don't do that often during sex, which just fed that animal, and then suddenly it was just like, it was an intense power exchange, which, you know, for a sub, to suddenly feel like I'm both giving and receiving power, and like giving her, and then sometimes then she flipped me on my back and she was holding me down, and there was a lot of woof, and I'm getting, yeah, like
there was a little bit of growling.
There was a little bit of growling, yeah. And it was I think a little bit for both of us, although I don't think bunnies are supposed to growl. But I can make a bunny growl.
I don't know, she growl.
I can make a bunny growl.
There's a t-shirt.
Yeah.
But I don't know. All I'm seeing is a little grumpy bunny in the corner. And I don't know that the message would come across.
Grumpy, well-fucked bunny.
Grumpy, well-fucked bunny.
You know the grumpy bunny.
No, it's laying in bed with a cigarette. No,
my hips are. It's not really grumpy anymore because if it's well washed.
Yeah, well, wait. What if you had like a bed bunny. With a bunny smoking a cigarette and all these messy carrots laying around it?
Wow. I mean, really, this is growing to a level of like political cartoon, where everything is labeled with, oh, this means this is about Congress. Oh, I see.
Why do you have to take it political? Why do you have to take it political?
Because that's me. It's about the kind of Congress between a man, a woman. That's what we're talking
about.
Yeah,
if we're talking sexual Congress, bloody oath. Sorry.
When are we convening tonight? What time is it?
10:30.
10:30. Sexual Congress convenes. So, real quick,
somebody raise their hand.
I did. I just wanted to say you're a great nuzzler in the aftercare room. And I don't know if you remember it, but you're kind of.
I do. I
know. So, I want you to know that you are a really great nuzzler.
Thank you. And you're a great nuzzle receiver and nuzzler. In the aftercare room, so after the dungeon, after the play with Domina, they had this really wonderful and well-appointed safe space that you could go and come out of subspace, which is better than final space, if anybody's watched the Netflix show. Anyway, so...
No.
You're not missing anything. So... I think I hugged every human being in the dungeon that night. And it was one of those, I was walking up to everybody and going, may I hug you? And it was so great because everybody said yes. Nobody said no. But thank you. Thank you guys very much for setting that up. It was,
And I appreciated how not cute, because I was about to say cute, but.
You don't think I'm cute, Dad?
No, not that. Angela was taking very good care of you in the aftercare room.
She was.
And cute in the way like a couple is cute together, but also endearing and also like loving and wonderful. And I loved that energy because I think Tony and I arrived and I was taking care of her right as you were taking care of Brad. And I'm like, this is really, really wonderful.
So I'm glad you mentioned that because I wanted to, you guys were in there and I had to look over at you guys and she was just so sweet and vulnerable and you were so protective and strong. And that was... I was hoping I was sweet and vulnerable, but I know Angela was protective and strong. It was such a... Tonya and I made eye contact a couple of times, and it was... Both of us were still in that space where you make eye contact and immediately look away. But it was so sweet, and it was... Yeah. Aw. We're sharing another moment. By the end of this, you know, we might be going steady.
And Brecker, it was nice to watch Angela with a leash on you in the beginning of the evening. That was hot. And then to watch you in the aftercare room with him. So to see that side of her being so dominant with you and in the aftercare room as part of it is being very loving and caring. So as a couple, two of you were awesome to watch.
Thank you. And, you know, that's something that you guys talked about, which is on your podcast, which you should definitely listen to, Ending the Sexual Dark Ages.
There you go.
I was about to get there.
What's the website URL?
Yes,
find it wherever podcasts are sold.
SexualDarkAge.com.
There you go. Look, you made me go lose my train of thought, Cooper. Now you're just going to have to make out with me. So.
Don't tempt people to do it more often.
I know, right? I do forget. What were we talking about?
The aftercare
room.
They talked about on their
podcast.
Talked about what you appreciated from that.
Yeah, something we talked about on our show that you wanted to expand on.
Yeah, it's gone. My brain is like a bunny right now.
You've been being kissed by Dylan.
It's like, yeah, I know, right? It's,
he has great lips. So.
He does have soft, supple lips, good with the tongue, and right amount, right proportion. You know, I'm going to say ladies because I want to be your early boy.
where's my purity ring? I need to.
Dylan, you gotta pin him with your pin. Give him your pin. You're going steady. Give him your pin.
Oh my god, this is happening. This is happening. This is happening. This is happening.
Try to do this. It's better with right. Your nails.
Alright.
You're not supposed to do that in front of a crowd, Dylan. You might feel pressured to say yes.
Oh. I have a feeling he's a yes. Yeah, pretty sure. Reasonably.
I'm gonna wear your ring around my neck. Tell the world you're a man, my
So you make me all nervous now. Now I'm like, I'm going to get this on.
I figured you'd be better with your fingers, Dylan. Wait, in his defense, am I your first boy?
You would be my first boy, yes.
So there you go. You just,
Ginger, you missed it. Dylan and Bradford are going steady now. Dylan and Bradford, his bit.
That's so adorable.
I'm branded.
Yeah.
You've been marked. So I didn't pee on him. Jeez.
Yet. Okay.
Hashtag not my thing. But
same.
Also, hashtag don't yuck someone else's yum. Just saying. somebody raise their hand. Okay, so you raised your hand. We were very lucky to get a book by Kat Stark. If you haven't read this, Yelling in Pasties, The West Coast Confessions of an Anxious Slut.
The West Coast.
I can't read. Sorry, I'm not
as or stuck. I know, you're all messed up from being...
This has been a big day for Brad.
This is a big day.
And I feel like this is... I said I was speechless at the beginning, and I haven't fucking shut up. But yes, so we were given this book by Kat to give to somebody, and I didn't know a good way to give it, so I think the hand thing was great. So our winner's right here. Aww. Let's give him a round of applause.
Hang on. No, you haven't learned your little call yet.
And while there's kissing, Kat Stark is the host of
the Black Coast. Sorry. Yes.
And the author of this book.
Yeah.
Also on the swing set.
Also on the swing set. Where you find a swing set podcast or so.
I'm really bad at branding, I gotta be honest. And this is yours. I think I sat on it. And cried on it. So
you got sweat.
I got tears.
Now you just need blood. You're sad.
No. I am diabetic. I do check myself if you want me to, you know. Anyway.
There's a little bit on the corner. Go on, man.
Sick, dude. If you have nothing of substance, you can check.
Okay.
No, there was a theme. Fluids.
I got it.
Blood, sweat, tears. It's bad.
You're saying?
No, I'm waiting.
It's your podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yes, but...
I won't post from the bottom.
One more time.
What's great is...
I won't host from the bottom!
Even though I threw the podcast above off its access, Dylan still got in trouble.
Wait! Beep, beep!
Yes! I just threw you under the bus. I'm totally here for that. That was amazing.
I just like trouble.
You are trouble.
Right here in Riverside.
Where are we going? Do we want to think
seems
about...
Seems like you're on a roll.
We're giving away things.
I was giving away things.
Do you have other things to give away?
So I do have other things to give away, but most of those are going to be... So I will talk a bit more. So we have the light sword from Geeky Sex Toys, which is going to be given away tomorrow. We also have a branded, you know, buy-the-buy hoodie, because it's so cool here that we might need it. You know, because it's, you know... If you get cold here in Mexico...
It's for on your way home, when you need the love of desire, wearing a branded hoodie.
And I will say, somebody told me something smart. I think it was JV. We're going to take it out of the plastic bag so that it can smell like desire.
Yes.
We're gonna run around with it. I won't rub it on my sweaty, nasty body.
I just want to comment really quickly. If you keep it in a bag sealed for a year, it will still smell like desire after you take it out. The week before you come to Zire and realize you haven't unpacked one of your bags with clean clothes for a year. So it will retain the smell.
It sure will. It's a good gift. Into the wash.
You know what I'm learning is that desire for the dead of winter when you really, really need it.
Yes. And what I'm learning is that Dylan has too many clothes.
No, I washed some near the end because I didn't pack enough clothes.
Ah, smart. But yeah, so we've got that to give away. We also have some Penthouse magazines that Angela and I might be naked in.
I know,
right? So we're going to give that all away tomorrow as well on their podcast.
Can I borrow it from them?
Their podcast? No, you can get it on swingset.fm or wherever podcasts are sold.
Or by turning around and come behind me and say, "Got your podcast," and then running away. God, that joke is like 4 days old, but it feels like a year old.
That's okay. I've been rolling them out for 7 years.
You've just been doing that on every podcast.
No, I didn't do that. I would never do it to James.
I would get my ass kicked. Your back, no, you don't, fucker. Get over here.
Smack you upside the head with that cast.
Yeah.
Got your consciousness. But I know he's a professional, so he would negotiate if that's okay before he did that.
I really would.
Yeah, so careful what you say. Okay, so if...
And if anybody needs more sunscreen or cum rags, we have plenty, so let us know.
Rolling, 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 keep them hearts a-rolling. Boy, my ass will be swollen tonight. Sorry.
Nope.
Everything. Life should be a musical, people.
Let's say it.
Life should be a musical. And if it's not, then make your life a musical. So, I think we'll wrap up a bit.
Okay.
Yeah? Unless you have any other, like... I mean, I had so many things in my head going into this.
No, and that's fine. Because we'll talk about it more on...
Yeah, a later podcast.
On a later
yes.
podcast.
But I think more than anything else, and I think this is said... It can't be said enough, is... Thank you to all of our hosts. Thank you to our the people behind the dungeon and all of the people who worked the dungeon. And there was, what, 12, 14 of you all?
Something like that, yeah.
It was crazy and amazing and so much fun.
And so well organized.
It's so well organized. That's been a surprise. I mean, no offense, y'all.
Well, you know us, so.
Well, I mean, I've listened to the podcast a couple of times. And I'm not saying it's not well organized.
I blame Dylan.
But I will say that you guys are a lot like us in that one of you, if not more of you, goes off on tangents occasionally. And we love them, don't we? Yes.
I always thought that it would be worthwhile to build a podcast modeled after Katamari Damacy and go with that name for podcasts. So that's what we have. It works.
Deep dive, Dylan. Deep dive.
That really was. It really was.
2% of your fans just gasped.
And they're looking for your Twitter feed right now.
Before you close, I would just like to say that
yes.
I very much appreciate that you came here to spend your time and effort with us, and that you love this enough to actually want to record a podcast here, because you know what? I love this place. I love sharing it. I have thought the world of you both for a little while now. And I mean, I wish it had been longer, but I just hadn't listened for way too long, right? And I've enjoyed the little bits of time here and there that we spent here. I've enjoyed the time before you got here, and I just appreciate you using your time here with us and spending this time. Your time and your wonderfulness with everybody else has enhanced my time here. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I just want to say I love you both. I'm so happy you're here. You belong here. You walked in, and you belong here. And some people don't find their groove, and that's okay. It's not. This place isn't for everybody. But when you walked through the doors, it was obvious that this place was for you.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. And it's still, you know, my heart already hurts from the future, and I know me. And it's gonna be a oh, see, here I go again.
I have
now I'm getting it from both sides.
Yeah.
That's how you
will. Yeah, you will.
So I just wanna say one thing I haven't ever happened to me, and it's on the list, is to be, you know, boy airtight. So just saying, guys.
Boy challenge. Boy tight.
Four hours?
I know, right?
Five.
We still got date, dinner, and karaoke to get through. Woof! Woof! The crash is going to be hard, but
yeah. What
helps me through that, because I know a lot of us are feeling that. We're feeling that. We know that, unfortunately, this has got to end. And I don't want to be the negative Nancy in the room, but we know that. But what's going to help is that we've got this rocket chat that we're all on. And I trust and I know that there's not a single person either sitting here or on that chat out there who we can't reach out to and ask for help, ask for support, ask for to feel included. And that's something so special.
And I would also say that part of what I think will help as well is taking this energy and going out back into the community.
Yes.
And whether, you know, no matter how open you can or can't be in that community, that energy and that feeling, that love that you have, will spill upon others around you. And I think that keep that going, and that will help. And then come back next year and renew that energy all over again.
And so, and I'm going to also say, you know, like, we've got this love. And I say that word, and I hate that word, but, you know, it's, I don't think there's a better word than love for each other. And we'll go back, and unfortunately, we'll have to hide behind our shields again. We'll have to put on our armor. We'll have to go out there into the world that may not accept us. But fucking don't use that armor to just protect yourself from the bad shit. Put the good shit through it. It's a one way. So it protects you from one side, but it allows the good shit to go out. Love people you hate. It's hard, but send those positive vibes out there. Push it out. I don't think we do that nearly enough, but the harder somebody pushes on you, you just send them happiness and love back. Because you know what? Fuck them. You have desire. You have this community. And we have something fucking special. Sorry. And we've got to take this out there. And we've got to show them that we're better because we don't put up with their shit. And we've got a place that we know that we're accepted. We know we belong. And we may not be at that place. Our heart will be at that place. And you've got that support. So if you need help from us especially, just reach out. It gets hard, but reach out. I got a little passionate. Not part of my summer. Wow. Okay.
You made me cry.
I got a cup right
here. I get the loveliest tears of you.
I'll give her your cup. Okay, so with that, does anybody have any parting comments? Okay, we got, yes?
I have a parting comment that I am a first time listener, long time caller, and you make me want to go down under.
Everything! Wait. You mean like physically down under or like globally down under?
Yes.
Woo. Is it getting hot in here or is it just everyone? anybody else?
I want to say,
yeah. You guys are inspiring. Awesome.
Thank you.
You said you hate that word love. There's, you know, I grew up Catholic, and there's one thing of true value from Catholicism, and it's the idea of
the cart splitting the water.
Carts full of towels, really, is what it's all about.
But not carts
of towels.
Just a great example of the staff taking excellent
care.
That's right.
And providing all the towels for all the cleaning.
Yeah. So there's a concept called agape love, which in Catholicism is something only God can give. But agape love is about unquestioned love. There is love for each and every one of us, unquestioned, and we're there and we love, and there's, you know, we all are broken in our own ways, and we all feel broken in our own ways, but we know that there is love from each other. And I think that one little thing from Catholicism, right there, the agape love, that's worth holding on to. And right in with that, there's the idea of the highest form of love, charity. Yeah, but the love for God, for man, I don't want that.
But it's also known in Greek as brotherhood love.
Yes.
Love for your fellow man is the God.
Which is where the word philia comes from.
Yeah.
Yes.
Philia. And then you also have
philosophy, not Catholicism.
The idea that all that is left is faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love, which means religion is telling us that the greatest thing in the world is love, even more important than faith.
constant and unwavering.
We all must love more. We all must have more empathy. And that is the one thing I feel here more than anything else, is the love and the empathy of each other. Because we are coming here from different places and different levels of experience. And we meet each other where we are. We don't judge where we're meeting people. And it's unbelievable. And it's why this is year 7. And it's why we will continue to do this year after year after year in whatever way, shape, and form we can. Because it is about love. And love will always be more important than everything else in the world. Love is it.
So I just want to finish up the definition as brotherly love.
Talking to her boo.
Oh, okay. Talking to the boo. It embraces a universal, unconditional love that transcends and persists regardless of circumstance.
I think that describes this beautifully.
That is excellent. Yes.
That's a beautiful description.
Now I can disconnect it from Catholicism. Excellent.
So, and that's another thing, just to add. So, I think I've always said I'm broken. I've always felt a bit broken. And I think for a long time I thought I was the only one that was broken. And it's great. It's like, if you've seen Toy Story, like Sid's broken toys, like, I think that those were always my favorite toys were the ones that were a bit fucked up in the head. And I think we're all that way. And it's great. And I mean that as an absolute compliment. But we're all Sid's toys. Or, you know, swing sets toys.
But also broken in a similar way.
I know, right?
Well, they're the most unique and creative and have to come from within. And they don't come down a line as the same exact toy.
Heather's Macho Duck.
And Spider-Baby
and Macho Duck.
But that's right, we're all broken in a similar way, which is great, and I like that. And
I will be Spider-Baby to your Macho Duck.
Okay, so, I mean, with that, I guess we'll start again to wrap up, because we keep wrapping up and things pop into my head and your head and his head. Yes. Their heads.
That's right. It is Hot Tub of Bucket, as Judith Dave Cooley says, but it left.
Wow, that is a throwback, man. I used to think I was the only one that did that.
Oh, I almost did it with him, yeah.
Cut it out.
You gotta develop a thing when you're going steady with someone, apparently.
So that could be our new secret handshake?
It might be.
So basically it's scissoring.
I was
Everybody else getting wet right now, watching them scissor.
Which, by the way, the technical term is frottage.
Tripping. Wait,
but that sounds like cheese to me.
Frottage is a lovely cheese.
So, again, thank you for everyone who came here. If you didn't get a cum rag, please grab a cum rag. Grab two. Grab some for your friends at home. Come to the podcast tomorrow and win yourself a light sword dildo from Geeky Sex Toys.
And where can people find us?
Do the
branding portion there.
By the way, I kissed 5 guys in the hot tub last night. It was epic. Thank you to all the guys that allowed me to do that. I am now extending my consent to any gender for kisses.
Aww.
Only kisses, but I like kisses. I'm a kisser. And you can pass that on to anybody else, because I'm not a slut. I just love love. So, you can find us at bythebye.com.au. It's Australia. Email us at theatomsoflove, theatoms of love at gmail.com. We are on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook at By the Bye Podcast. And we can also be found now on swingset.fm, because we're part of the crew! Yeah.
We're probably happier to have you.
Oh,
yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, you guys were one of the first podcasts I started listening to when I was in a bad place. And yeah, so you helped me out of that. So it's like the circle is finally closing, and I'm part of that group. We're part of that group.
I know you just wrapped up, but on that, we got very early on advice and support from Sex is Fun and a number of other veteran swing of podcasters, and one of the things we always wanted to do was look for people we can do that same thing to, because that will continue to just pay forward, and then everybody eventually. What are you laughing at?
We all stand on the shoulders of very naked, sexy giants.
Well said. Actually, Kinder Caper from Sex is Fun is who introduced us to Cooper.
Oh. Oh, really? Was that the connection?
That was the connection.
Wow.
I talked about wanting to get somebody on for a swinging episode, and he said, you got to talk to these people.
Wow. Kinder did something other than ruin Ginger's vacation.
Hey, Kinder, if you're listening, Cooper said that, not me.
Hey, I've been trying to get Kinder back out of retirement. We thought he should host the 300th episode of Swing.
Yeah, we did.
Since he left at $2.99.
Now, let's be clear. The royal you.
The we that does not include Ginger.
Right. But if you're using
we should not talk to
I have made very sexy friends.
What's the next milestone for By the By? Like milestone number.
The next. So, do we consider centenaries milestone number? Do we consider every 25? Probably 169.
Oh,
because it says I 69.
That is a great.
Because sit on your face isn't a number, I mean.
let's plan on making a big deal.
Okay, I just want to add one more thing. I know we're wrapping up. We all want to go to the hot tub, but I want to tell a quick story about Ginger, if I may. And last night.
By all means.
Yes,
I'm excited to hear what this is.
So, we were all standing around, the prof, Ginger, myself, and another young lady. We're standing, sitting, talking, and Ginger started laughing, and she was drinking, and we were talking about, you know, how she likes to break people's toes, and then she cuts them off when she dances. She don't dance, jump with Ginger. She'll cut your toe off. And then she cut Prof's toe off, or came nearly to it, but that was okay.
Did she have a cum rag?
No, because I hadn't given him up yet. Okay. But he put his toe in a cup of ice.
Yeah. It's a Lebowski reference.
I can get a toe here by 3 o'clock.
But then he drank his toe and spit it over the edge of the bowl. It was really convoluted. And the long and short of it was, I started telling jokes and made Ginger pee. And I quote, I have somebody who heard you say there's pee running down my leg.
I said I have to go to the restroom because I feel something running down my leg. It was him from earlier.
You know, I sent Tony away earlier today. She let me know in a little bit of the airport jog she had to do to make the flight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll run down her leg.
That was the professor who revisited from earlier in the day.
So I made you laugh so hard you squirted the professor out.
I did. Yeah.
She came props, That's you getting Professor to come by proxy.
I want a better chance to, you know, buy.
I'm a hands-on guy.
I don't want to be a middleman.
There's a level of interesting cum play here that can only happen between people that are popping in. Like, you have done a Ginger.
Wait,
fingers are now in Ginger's mouth. Sexily. I mean, I'm not sure she knows where they've been.
That's a good point.
They've been right here.
Scissoring with you! Which is why I dug right in. Wow. And this is...
lost control.
Oh boy, tomorrow's podcast is going to be something.
Did you know that when you come here and podcast live, your 45 minutes to an hour podcast becomes a 2 hour podcast.
Yeah.
And occasionally, Dylan just decides to add on just like 45 minutes of wrap up.
After we close, back. Can you hear a tale? It's a 3 hour tour.
Okay. I don't think he'd like help wrapping up because what are you not supposed to do?
Yeah!
No! Hosting from the bottom!
There is toy show and tell in 15 minutes.
Okay. Toy show and tell in 15 minutes. Grab your toys, go up there, and see them.
Show and or tell.
Or show how you use it, and then tell how it feels. Yeah. All right, cool. Thank you guys very much for coming, and we really, really, really appreciate you all. So yeah, that took us back.
Yeah.
A few months.
It's so lovely to kind of hear everyone talking about their experiences that week, and now it sounds a lot more like reminiscing, even though they were saying it in the moment, yeah. But still, yeah.
Makes us happy.
I know.
Because we met some amazing people. Friends for life, mm-hmm. Which is weird, but totally 100% true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, excited.
Yeah, so that was our first ever live podcast. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be able to do another one this year.
You betcha.
And if you're there with us at Desire, you may too have a chance to speak if you so desire.
Yeah, if you so desire, uh-huh. You may too have a chance to speak. We shall let you have a microphone for only a moment.
Yes.
Yeah, but absolutely.
Yeah, but thanks for joining us this week.
Yep. Find us wherever you always find us on Instagram, Twitter, and on the Facebooks at By the By Podcast. Join our Patreon group, www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast. And shoot us your emails, theatomsoflove@gmail.com.
Yes, thank you.
Hi, I'm Mr. Pent, co-host of Life on the Swing Set, and you're listening to a Swing Set Network podcast on swingset.fm.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.